I'm concerned about science education in Texas. Specifically, I'd like to discuss what happened in Kansas a few years ago and how it relates to what we are discussing today and what we can learn from it. In July of 1998, a committee that was appointed by the Kansas Board of Education began researching the national science standards. Ultimately, the committee presented a 100-page report to the Board of Education in December of 1999. Meanwhile, Steve Abrams, the creationist school board member, we wrote an earlier draft without any reference to evolution. In August of 1999, the school board voted in favor of what Steve Abrams wrote with a 6-4 vote. In response to criticism, Carol Bach, chairman of the board, and Linda Holloway, vice chairman of the board, criticized the original unaltered report by saying, in part, that, quote, there was no indication that the theory contained weaknesses such as the lack of uncontested transitional species or the lack of evidence of that chemicals can give rise to life. Also, no other theories of origin, evolutionary or otherwise, were mentioned, end quote. This, particularly the reference to weaknesses, seems similar to some of the criticisms being raised today. I think it is important to point out that lack of complete understanding with regard to a well-established theory.
Well, as many of you have heard so many people are speaking today, our evidence suggests that some of us, including myself, have not previously been involved in Austin Board of Education politics. In conclusion, I would like to reiterate my unequivocal support for the teaching of evolution unequivocally. Let's not have a double standard where we, for ideological reasons, cast doubt upon a well-established theory we don't cast doubt upon empirical theories. I, as well as many of the other people who are speaking today, won't stand for a lesser standard of fairness.